Well, coming up this weekend, it's Tivoli Fest weekend with lots going on in the Danish villages. We're going to talk a little bit about some of all the activities coming up. Stan Jens is with us this morning. He is the chair of the Tivoli Fest committee. Stan, thank you so much for the time today.
You bet. Thanks for having us, Jim.
Yeah, how'd that chairmanship come about?
Well, I was the mayor for 14 years, you know, and I quit doing that, so I guess they thought I had time on my hands that I needed to fill, so they put me in charge of this one.
A few leadership skills they thought they might take advantage of there.
Yep, yep.
Well, very good. Well, you know, fortunately, so much of this has been developed over the course of a number of years that you've got a pretty good template to work with, don't you?
Yeah, we've been doing it for 43 years, and it's changed a little since then, but it's been slow change, you know, we just got a good group of volunteers that shows up every year, and they know what they're doing and know what everybody's job is. So it makes it pretty easy, really.
Yeah, you bet. Well, we want to focus on some of the highlights. So what do you look forward to at Tivoli Fest?
Well, of course, if anybody knows me, knows I look forward to food, you know. And they got the Ebelskibern and Bedista Bulls down there at the fire station from 7 to 3 this year on Saturday. And Friday night, the committee will be cooking Danish hot dogs at the fire station, and they got the Danish sandwiches up at the town hall. And this year they're actually having a rhubarb cooking contest, which is new. There's three different categories, and they'll get prizes for the top two in each one. So I'm kind of looking forward to that because I'm a big rhubarb fan. But that and the Vikings, it's always fun to go see the Vikings. You know, they'll have the encampment there, the Viking reenactors. Car show up at the park, the Show and Shine. And it's just a whole day full of fun, and it's affordable for everybody. That's what makes it nice.
Oh, well, yeah, if the weather's nice, everything's within walking distance.
You bet.
Yeah, for most folks, anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep, and then, of course, the parade, like every year, the parade starts at 11, and we're honored to have Jan Jensen from the Iowa women's basketball team, the 1987 graduate of EHK, and she said she would come back and be honored to be our grand marshal. So we're looking forward to that. And that's brought a lot of excitement. We've talked to several of the committee members, have talked to different people, just friends and stuff that don't live around there that are coming just because they've got a daughter or somebody that just really, you know, watched the Hawkeyes this year and really got interested and wants to come and see Jan. So we're really looking forward to that as well.
Yeah, it's nice to have that kind of a draw, you know, and when you talk about the people too, I know you've got royalty every year, and you've got a lot of people involved.
Oh yeah, this year we're grateful to have Wayne and Janelle Hansen as our king and queen, and they've just done so much over the years in the community, you know, and we're just kind of proud to have them as our king and queen, and they'll be toward the head of the parade as well.
Very good. Hey, you mentioned the rhubarb contest, which is something new this year. Good timing, by the way. That first batch is just about due to be picked. But also, I see you got some pickleball this year.
Yep. They're going to have a pickleball. I believe they're going to show people how to play it, and then they're also going to play it up at the park on the tennis court. That's getting to be a real popular sport, that pickleball.
Yeah, it really is. So much to see and do, and of course you mentioned all the good food and things there too, but you know, there are so many other things that folks look forward to each and every year. There's usually a car show. There are all kinds of stage entertainers and things like that going on. All you have to do is look around.
Yeah, really, it's something going on all the time. There's you know, the folk dancing, and then we got four new bands this year, two on Friday and two on Saturday. And yeah, there's just stuff going on all over. The library has a Lego building contest, and you just come to town and start walking around, you'll find it.
So Stan, when you guys get together to start planning for the next Tivoli Fest, is it kind of like no holds barred, just start tossing out ideas, we'll tell you if it'll work or not?
Yeah, of course we keep record of what did work, you know, and that's another thing I wanted to mention. All the proceeds that we raise for Tivoli Fest, the Tivoli Fest committee gives that out every year to one of the nonprofits. And this year we're getting a new pool house up at our swimming pool. And so that's where part of the money is going, and then part of it's going to the fire department. But every year we start getting together about February and start throwing out ideas, what worked last year, what didn't work. And then we have meetings about once a month up until a month and a half ahead of time. Then they're 2 weeks in every week. And it seems like everything's going pretty smooth this year. We got it all ironed out and ready to go.
Yeah, well, so much of what you have there is free. I see free admission all over the place on this thing. So is it largely the food and drink and things like that that generate the revenue?
Yeah, like our sandwiches and our Eboskiver and Medisa Pulse are big. That's done by the Tivoli Committee, actually, and so we take the proceeds of that and the hot dogs. We usually sell out of hot dogs on Friday night, and all those proceeds, and then we'll have a quilt raffle. Mardell Walter, again this year, donated a quilt to raffle off, so that goes toward the Tivoli Fest Committee. And then we help pay for the fireworks out of that money as well. There's fireworks Saturday night. Real nice fireworks show. If you're up to that, just head up just for that even.
Yeah, it's usually a good show, and it's nice to have some professionals to be able to put that together for you.
Yeah, it is. And they do it, you know, we got a limited budget. We're not a huge town, but they put on a really nice show.
Yeah. Well, so much of this depends on the support of a lot of the businesses and organizations in the community. And that just kind of goes without saying, doesn't it? They all jump in.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, everybody jumps in and helps out. That's what makes it fun and makes it interesting, that's for sure.
Yeah. Well, it takes a lot of volunteers to do this, doesn't it?
Yeah, it's getting harder and harder to find the volunteers, but yeah, it does. It takes several of them. And some, you know, unfortunately, sometimes somebody will come to us with a pretty good idea, but it's just a matter of you got to have volunteers to do it. And, you know, we're running a little short. Just like any community, we're running a little short of volunteers.
Yeah, and that's unfortunately not uncommon these days with a lot of these types
yep.
of activities. But still, as I said up front, when you look at this list of things going on, it's two pages, it's small print. There's a lot stuffed in there, so lots to do and see. I want to kind of put this all together in a bit of a chronological order for folks, because you've got Friday,
yep.
you've got Saturday. Some of the highlights then for Friday, Stan, specifically are?
So Friday night, we'll have Oliver Twist. We'll be serving beer and mixed drinks at the fire station from 3 to 11. We got entertainment Friday night. Neil Sensation is on from 5 to 7:30. Hired Guns is on from 8 to 11. Saturday morning, M&M run. It starts at 8:15. They'll be serving mimosas and Bloody Marys at the fire station about 8 o'clock. And then that's when the Eboskiver and Medisa Pulse is from 7 to 3 this year. And then the parade starts at 11. Show and shine starts at 10 o'clock at the park. The Vikings will be all day long. Several food vendors down there on Broadway will be going all day. And then 5 o'clock that night, Saturday night, Master Grillers will be serving barbecue at the fire station. And then 5 to 8, Tim Van Sklake from Omaha is playing music from 5 to 8. And Shifting Gears is from 8 to midnight. And, of course, the fireworks are sometime after dark. There's a whole lot more than that we couldn't get in this, but if they just go to the Facebook page, Tivoli Fest, Elkhorn, Iowa, and check it out. That's just what you're looking at there. There's a lot to see there.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. Yeah, there's all kinds of stuff. And as I mentioned, yeah, some of the stuff, there's you know, the food and drink, it's going to cost you a little bit, but it's all reasonably priced. But so much of what you see says free admission to this, free admission to that. So you can bring the family
yep.
and have a good day and not break the budget.
Yep, exactly. And that's how we plan it. We try to keep it, you know, so it's affordable for everybody.
Stan, how much of the Tivoli Fest celebration every year is a kind of an uplift, a celebration for the communities, and how much of it is, you know, bringing people to the communities and learning more about what's available there?
Yeah, I think it's 50-50, you know. It's a good thing for us in the spring to, you know, clean up the town and get ready for, you know, visitors for all year long that come around. But it's also a good chance for people in other communities to come out and maybe learn a little bit about the Danishness. I mean, that's our claim to fame, of course, but people don't know about it. They don't know what Eboskiver is or Medisa Pulse or the Danish open-faced sandwiches or, you know, any of those kind of stuff. So it's a chance to kind of highlight, I guess, or showcase our Danish stuff and the things that we do to remain the Danish community we are.
Yeah, I've talked to a number of the interns that come up to work at the windmill and at the museum over the years, and oftentimes they say, yeah, it seems like more Danish here than it is back home in Denmark. So it's a lot of the traditions are kept alive.
Well, and that's what we've been told, but we have to here because we can't just go to the store and buy the stuff like they can over there, you know what I mean?
That's right.
So we have to make the Eboskiver, you know, the old-fashioned way because they don't sell them, you know, at the grocery store, so... But it's always a lot of fun, and I know I've got two friends for sure of that I know that are coming from Denmark, and they come over every year, every other year. Before COVID, they'd come every couple of years, but
yeah.
Now they're making it back this year for the first time, so it'll be good to see those guys.
That's awesome. See, you get to renew old relationships and acquaintances and stuff, too, when you come out to these types of events. So, very good.
You betcha.
Coming up Friday.
People that I only see at Tivoli.
Yeah, that's right. Coming up on Friday and Saturday, May 26th, 27th, Elkhorn, Iowa, saluting the Danishness again this year. It's Tivoli Fest 2023. They hope you come on out and just spend the day. Wander around. See all that there is to see and do. And I'm sure you'll run into plenty of folks that you know there as well. Stan Jens, thank you so much for the time today. Hey, have a great celebration this year.
All right. Thanks, Jim. Thanks for having us.